Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, January 19th, 2015. And on today's podcast, we're going to discuss the recent decision by the Swiss Central Bank to unpeg the Swiss franc from the euro and why that decision is important to the average American. The media is full of vague stories about this event and what it means, but for us, what happened and what does it mean for us, since the Swiss franc has a long history of being a safe haven for investors and their money? Why did the Swiss Central Bank decide to peg itself to the euro to begin with? Much money poured into the Swiss franc as a result of the financial crisis of 2008. And as a result, the Swiss franc soared in value relative to the euro. This made it much cheaper for the Swiss people to buy products from other European countries. But for consumers in the other countries, it was much more expensive to buy Swiss products. So a high-value franc was good for Swiss consumers, but bad for Swiss manufacturers. Naturally, the Swiss manufacturers didn't like that, so they pressured the Swiss government for relief. The Swiss Central Bank agreed to set a minimum value for the euro relative to the franc of 1.2 euros per Swiss franc. So that is the reason the franc was originally pegged to the euro. The only way to enforce this value was for the Swiss bank to buy euros, as it said, quote, in unlimited quantities. These large-scale purchases of euros with francs caused the franc to fall in value, because the only way to pay for euro purchases was by thin-air creation of francs. The Swiss holdings of foreign exchange reserves built greatly from about $50 billion to begin with to over $500 billion. The money printing necessary to purchase that much currency greatly upset the Swiss consumers as the price of imported items went higher and higher. Then news broke that the European Central Bank would soon announce a new expanded money printing program to support the debt-burdened economies of Europe, i.e. Greece, Spain, Portugal, and Italy. The European Central Bank has apparently given up on austerity and is about to embark on a new expanded round of money printing and deficit spending. This would have resulted in many more euros pouring into the Swiss franc and would involve even more printing of francs to prop up the falling euro. The Swiss decided that rather than absorb the new round of euros, they would just unpeg the franc from the euro and allow it to float freely, finding its own value. So without the support of the Swiss Central Bank, the euro collapsed against the franc, falling more than 40% at one point. Or said another way, the franc surged in value by 40%. Banks, brokers, and individual investors woke up on Friday morning to hundreds of millions of dollars lost from their accounts, according to the Wall Street Journal. FXCM, a U.S. foreign exchange broker, emerged as the big loser and had to be rescued by a $300 million loan from investment firm Leucadia National Corporation. Losses threatened FXCM's compliance with regulatory rules and trading, and its stock was suspended until the capital was secured, $300 million for 2 years at 10% to save this company. Citigroup and Deutsche Bank lost about $150 million each. Why all these losses? Just because the Swiss franc surged in value. The use by companies and their clients of borrowed money or leverage. FXCM, according to the Wall Street Journal, kept lower margin requirements, i.e. that's the amount held as collateral for a loan, lower than its competitors. This allows clients to boost revenue by using borrowed money. For example, if you had a $10,000 trading account, you might be able to trade $100,000. This is known as the carry trade, and until the Swiss bank announcement, it was relatively safe. In other words, as long as central banks do what they say they will do, you don't have anything to worry about. The carry trade works like this. You borrow money in francs because with so many francs being printed, the interest rate was very low, about 0.25%. You then invest the borrowed money in the bonds of countries that have a higher rate, say 1 to 2%. When you're dealing with hundreds of millions of dollars, the difference is a lot of money. So the carry difference is used to pay back the loan. And the difference between the loan and the amount you gained is profit. However, it would now cost 40% more to pay back the Swiss bank loans. Finally, folks, this is just another salvo in the currency wars as nations fight against nations and fight against deflation and the destruction of their tax-based economies. The crashing oil price is more evidence of these currency wars. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.